Number 6. The problem of always tired Airy. After the problem of the errors caused by Airy was solved, communication was tried again. It worked much better now. Nevertheless, some words were still senseless. Obviously, some errors still could not be corrected by the trick of Charles and Vivian. After a lot of examination, the reason was found. Since he was shooting arrows all the time, Airy was getting very tired, and every now and then he fell asleep. He was fading away. He was fading away. Owing to these fading problems, three or more errors occurred one after the other, rather than distributed every fifth time. Such errors could not be recovered. A solution was soon found. Instead of shouting the digits down to Airy right away, they were first written into a table row by row. After the table was filled up, the digits were shouted to Airy column by column. Example, input sequence.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Output sequence.
1, 4, 7, 2, 5, 8, 3, 6, 9.
If the interleaved output sequence had contained errors due to fading, it could have sounded as follows.
1, 4, 7, 2, 5, 8, 3, 6, 9.
Sequence after D interleaving.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
The trick of interleaving distributed the fading errors. These distributed errors could now be handled by the error correction trick of Charles and Vivian.